This podcast has been brought to you by DGS Grade 8 students. Hi, I'm Kasai, and I'll be talking about anthropology, but mainly on biological anthropology. So, why do we study our own history? Most of the time, it's curiosity of the unknown that we strive to use in the future. We use information of people of the past to contribute to mankind. So, dead men do tell tales in the end. Anthropology is a field of study in which to learn about humankind development through history. There are four types of anthropology. Cultural anthropology, which is the study of groups of people's behavior due to their environment around them. Linguistic anthropology, which is the study of how language shapes the environment around it. Archaeology is the study of objects that humans have incorporated and impacted a lot in their life. Finally, biological anthropology is the study of human evolution. Some scholars argue that the study of humankind, or anthropology, developed in the 18th century in Europe, where sensibly the Renaissance was going on. In the 18th century in Europe, Franz Boas was the first known founder of modern anthropology, as he also established the first department of anthropology in America, where he also gave lectures there about it in Colombia. Anthropology originated from the Greek term anthropos, which meant humankind, and logia, which meant study. So, how have humans evolved? First things first, before I get into the history of the early humans, all the names like Homo habilis or Homo sapien or all those, Homo means man. So the first early human, the Homo habilis, which means handyman, because it was believed they were the first to create and use stone tools. They emerged before the Homo sapiens by 2 million years in South or East Africa. Then it was the Homo rudolphinensis, tough word, who emerged in 1.9 million years ago in East Rudolph, Kenya, Africa. After it came the Homo erectus, the upright man, due to the fact that the Homo habilis and Homo rudolphinensis their children stopped climbing trees and started walking, so they grew longer legs, but their arms became shorter due to the fact they weren't swinging around like monkeys. And later, they evolved into our species, Homo sapiens. Although there were other species like the Neanderthals or the Denisovans, and we're related to them by a little. We're related to them a little, and it seems I think we, due to my research, we evolved from the Neanderthals. So yeah, and did you know that the skill of making a fire was so important to the early humans that they would pass it on to generations, like it was prized. I mean, it was a prized possession because it allowed them to cook meat, and therefore they started eating more food since it was more delicious, and they got more nutrients than when they used to eat it raw. So then their bodies grew bigger and their brains too, since your whole body uses the nutrients. And when you eat more, you obviously grow bigger. So when early humans started to leave Africa after a long time, their environment changed, and it changed their facial features, hairs, and texture and skin tone. So will we keep evolving? I don't want to raise that stereotype of us evolving into half tentacles, half head, and all that stuff. Let's be real. I don't think we will evolve, but I would say only like, by a bit, unless something drastic happens. Maybe in the future, I would say. But moving on. So, if early humans... So, like, will we keep evolving in the first place? Maybe we won't. But we will. We will. Because since early humans been evolving all that time in Africa, what about us? We will eventually evolve. I mean, it's true that we will keep evolving since nothing's perfect. Like our back pain or back pain because of our spines having not fully adapted to our environment. So if you ever see your grandpa struggling with his back pain, just think about that. Just think about how we can evolve into octopuses and it'll go away. And we also still have useless leftovers. Like goosebumps when we would get emotional or we'd get cold, our hair would rise, so it would kind of create an insulation, but that doesn't work anymore. But the early humans, they had more hair and it was thicker than ours, so their goosebumps was a behavioral adaptation that makes our bodies look bigger and also kept us warm in cold temperatures by trapping air around them to create insulation. And I know you all hate it, hiccups might also be a leftover from our fishy heritage, because the muscle that causes us to hiccup is the same muscle fish use to process water through their gills. And we also might evolve, like, back to before. Like, we also might evolve a little from all the restrictions for COVID, like breathing from wearing a mask, or our sense of smell could improve, or sense of taste, or like any other one, since we don't touch anything because of social distancing and all. And our other sense, yeah, eventually our other senses will improve to cover up that disability of not touching anything. So, another result of future evolution, or may I say de-evolution, could be the fact that we are creating inventions that allow us not even to lift a finger, like the robot fridge that moves around. It's a prototype in Japan that we don't even have to walk to our fridge, or the glasses that just show notifications. Like, you can't even reach out for your own phone. So, yeah. Like, eventually, due to all the inventions we're creating that we don't even have to lift a finger, eventually we will lose muscles or even limbs through natural selection, since it takes out the things we don't need to survive and adds things we need to survive. And who knows, we might actually end up like those humans in WALL-E. Fat, useless, and grumpy. So, why, like, about, like, all about the podcast, this is the question. Does it benefit to learn about anthropology? What is the benefit to learn? Other than money, I mean, there are people called forensic anthropologists, and their duty is to examine the skeleton for evidence of the crime and to solve the case. And eventually, anthropologists can be used to trace someone's heritage. It can be used to trace someone's heritage. Although, like, most anthropologists just strive for the curiosity of humankind, because people who question things like existence, because they are the people who question things like existence, for example. All of these benefits are for answers to questions they have, and it's a job to find answers. I'm sure they will enjoy it at least a bit, except for that, like, 1% of people who just do that job just for money, which is, like, it's true, it's ugly, but it's true. Before I end this podcast, let me tell you about the other sponsor, Honey. Honey is a web browser extension that allows you to that applies coupon codes in online shopping that allows you to reduce the amount of money you're paying. For example, it happens like everywhere, like, and he was buying $600 clothing, and once he used Honey, he saved up to like $650. Like, he saved up to like $50, and some people just save up to like $200 sometimes. And Honey has access to like 150 stores or more or something. And it doesn't even cost money. Like, that's the shocking part about it. It doesn't even cost money. Just two clicks. Go to Chrome web browser store. Click on add extension, and that's it. You got Honey. Now, thank you for listening to my podcast today. And if you want to make podcasts like mine, download the Anchor app. It's an app that allows you to take podcasts and edit it and add even like music, or you can even have your friends join in on the podcast. And you can also publish it to the public. Of course, but although it does work on computer, just not as well as in the app. Thank you for watching.